You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl here along, Fritz here along with Matt. That song, I was like dancing here and it got all be all discombobulated. Scott Eckersley producing for me this evening. 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Again, if that doesn't prove it's not live radio, nothing does. Joining me on the phone now, Matt Sloan of Graf Chevrolet in Okemos. Good evening, Matt.
Good evening. How are you, Cheryl?
We're not usually dancing in here. Something happened tonight. I can't explain it.
Yeah, I like it. It means everybody's in a good mood.
We'll take that, won't we? Scott and I were down broadcasting live from the auto show yesterday afternoon, and we had the chairman of the North American International Auto Show off on the top of the hour. An incredible show. And I'm telling you, that Chevy, I'll call it a pavilion. It was a huge area. It was getting an awful lot of attention and buzz. Have you made it down to the show yet?
I haven't yet. My plan is to go down towards the end of the week, but I hear it's just fantastic.
Well, it is amazing. And like I said, a huge amount of attention at the Chevy area. You're going to love that when you see it. The trophy is out for the Chevy Volt Car of the Year and the Truck of the Year. And it's just an amazing, amazing display. And I thought of you today after the show yesterday and thinking, what does the North American International Auto Show do for car dealers? I mean, what do you get out of that? Do you have customers coming in and talking about what they see at the show and then want to come talk to their local dealer?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's always an exciting time of year for us because it creates a lot of buzz. And we get a lot of people who, come right from there or within a couple of days of having been to the show. And they say, I saw the new Cruze at the show. I'd like to test drive one. Or, boy, the Equinox looked awesome. Can you tell me more about it? So it certainly drives a lot of traffic into the showroom for us. And, that's what we need. As soon as they get in here and they can sit in the vehicles and drive them, they fall in love with them. So the buzz that it creates is absolutely wonderful, not to mention the extra bonus cash that GM puts out there for the, they started it on Friday and it will go towards the end of the month. They come out with extra bonus cash for the auto show. So, that's just extra cash for the customers.
So they can go down there and fall in love with the car. Come on back home to the Lansing area and come out and see you. And it just keeps getting better and better with the bonus.
You got it. We love it.
Very good. Now, there's been good news for GM for quite a while now, hasn't there? I mean, GM sales, I have in front of me a report from the first week of January, had climbed, 7.5% in December. It's a lot of good news lately.
Yeah, there's been great news. And, it truly is. I think we've always known it, but it's even more so right now that everything is product driven. And when you have good looking product, it just makes all the difference in the world. And our Equinox, the brand new Chevy Cruze, the Silverado, which, the 3/4 ton got Motor Trend Truck of the Year. I mean, we just have such good looking product out there right now that the customers want to come in. I mean, that's what really drives somebody into the showroom is the look of the vehicle. And then obviously it's the rest of it that helps sell them on it, the quality of it, the safety features, the interior, how quiet it is when they're driving the vehicle. All of that adds to it, but, you got to have that initial attraction to the vehicle first. And, with the Malibu, the Traverse, all of them, they just have such great eye appeal that, we're very excited and we're very lucky to be in the mix of a Chevrolet dealership right now.
We kept hearing yesterday with people walking by that we would talk to at the show in Detroit, that very thing that U.S. car makers are on a par with everybody, in terms of luxury, in terms of efficiency and fuel economy. I mean, the selection, again, just in that Chevy area, the selection from performance vehicles to the Volt, there literally is something for everybody. And we've heard that over the years, but I don't think it's ever been more true.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think you're right. That's a great way to put it, is it's never been more true. I mean, if you look at, you want to look at full-size products like the Suburban, the Avalanche, the Tahoe that can haul people and haul boats and trailers to the Chevy Volt, which, is just a game changer. And you look at the the vast array of vehicles that they have to offer and the awards that they've won and the quality of the product, it's just absolutely amazing that, you know, where they have come over the past year and a half to 2 years. And it's fun. It's fun watching it happen, and we look forward to a lot more. You know, we've got the Sonic coming out in the summertime. That's going to be a brand-new model for us as well. And we're really looking forward to that. So it's an exciting time, that's for sure.
Tell us about the Sonic. What is different with that, and what does that have to offer?
Well, it's completely different. It's going to be built in Lake Orion, Michigan, which is another great story for the state of Michigan to have another product built here. That's going to be our entry level vehicle. So it's going to, it's a 4-door or a 5-door hatchback, and it's going to be a little bit smaller than what the new Chevy Cruze is. And it's a sharp looking vehicle. It really is. Neat lines to it. And it's going to be a fun little car.
We did get a kick as we had some time to wander around the show floor yesterday, as the Chevy Volt getting as many oohs and ahs as the Corvette did.
Right, yeah.
Know? I mean, that's fun. It's fun to see.
It is. We have, I don't think there's a day that goes by over the past month where we don't have somebody come in and ask for information on the Volt. Which is pretty incredible.
We were just heard a story about on our station, just a story about plugging in your electric car at the Mall of America, and for $3 an hour while you're there, you can plug your car in and charge it up while you're there.
Hey, that's where we're heading, right?
I'm telling you, it's a whole new world out there. What are you looking forward to in the coming year? Do you see signs pointing up for you?
Oh, definitely. And really, it started. Even 2010 as a whole was a pretty good year, but especially the fourth quarter, we really started to see signs of, people coming in to buy and loosening up with their pocketbooks, and the banks now are lending money like crazy. You know, in the past there were people that wanted to buy, but the banks weren't lending, and now we have both. We've got the people that are coming in, they have the demand for it, and the banks are loaning the money. So we're really looking forward to 2011. I think it's going to be a fantastic year.
Well, I'm telling you, Chevrolet products with the Volt car of the year, the Silverado truck of the year, as you just said, the Sonic coming out, it's a good time to be a Chevrolet dealership, isn't it, Matt?
Oh, it certainly is. Yeah. And real quick, the Cruze, which we just started to get in September and now have a very good selection of them. We had one dropped off the other day. It gets 42 miles to the gallon. And that's just a normal gas motor. 42 miles to the gallon, that's pretty strong. When you're looking at gas prices at $3.19, I think I paid yesterday, I think that's going to be a real hot product for us this spring.
Absolutely. And we saw that over and over again. It's about fuel efficiency and the technology that are all working together these days.
Correct. Yep.
Very good. Well, Matt, I appreciate it. It's always interesting to get the take on how you get a little bump from the Detroit Auto Show. And I know you're going to have a blast when you're down there.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good talking with you.
You too. We've been speaking with Matt Sloan with Graf Chevrolet in Okemos. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.